I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey, everybody. Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And we've got another mom with lots of kids. Something about Young Living and kids. The more young kids you have, the higher your rank. And Wynn Elder is proving that. She's on number four on her way to Crown Diamond. Say hello, Wynn.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So tell us a story. How long have you been in Young Living?
Yeah.
What's your favorite product?
Oh, gosh. I did a pregnancy class two nights ago, and we talked about our top products, and all three of us that did the class were like, Ningxia Red. If you're pregnant, you have to be drinking your Ningxia. So I enrolled with Casey Wiegand, who's Royal Crown Diamond, in August of 2014. She was actually my big sister in our sorority in college.
Wow.
So I've known her since I was 18. And my husband and I were struggling with infertility back then. And she knew my struggles. And a lot of people had reached out to me about Young Living. I had used Thieves. I had used Lavender. But she just reached out to me in a way that was so personal to my story and my health struggle. She sent me a baby step. So Courtney Kreitz is also my upline webinar that we used to do back then about from Taming the Dragon Within, all about hormones and emotions. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. Whatever. Tell me what to get. And so I remember I ordered my kit and I didn't get on ER right away because I didn't understand, but I did like literally 2 days later. I was like, okay, I need Dragon Time. I need Pro Plus. I need Endoflex. I need like the whole thing. So I've been on ER since that first month, and she had actually just signed up a week or two before that and started talking about the business. And I was like, you know, I don't know. I haven't tried the product yet. I want to see if I love it before I'm going to share it with people, because I'm, you know, I love to share things authentically. I started blogging and sharing my life online in 2008. We adopted our oldest two kids from Ethiopia. And so I started it a little bit before then, just to sort of keep people in the loop with what we were doing. But just had developed a passion for sharing things and had several other businesses before. And I was actually at the top of a direct sales company at the time. And so
which one?
Noonday Collection. It's actually fair trade jewelry made by artisans all over the world. And I helped start the ambassador program and then became a coach and was speaking at their conferences every year and traveled internationally with them. And it was just a huge part of my life and my story. And I think I remember her saying back then, like, I know you'll probably never leave Noonday. But little did we know, it's just sort of crazy what happens.
So were you in touch with her before she reached out to you?
Yeah, we had remained friends and we'd seen each other at weddings and just different mutual friends events through the years.
Okay. And do you remember the first thing she ever said to you that captured your attention and had you take a look?
Well, she really just, I don't remember her words, but I just remember her, I think she sent me like a voice message and really just appealed to my current struggle within my season of infertility and offered me a solution and offered me something to learn and to teach myself, not just like, you need to buy this, but hey, you need to look into this. I think this could really help you.
Yeah, that's pretty significant that she sent you something to learn and educate as opposed to try to sell you a product. That's really smart. Mm-hmm. So you had a really good gig. You were on top of a direct selling company. And so most people might look at that and say, well, you wouldn't be interested. You're already fully engaged, even sort of in a competitive environment. what happened that you let go of that other gig and dove into Young Living?
Well, it actually took a couple of years. I was doing both for a while. Well, I started sharing Young Living that first month. I enrolled two friends that first month. My paycheck was like $100-something. I was like, oh, that was fun. The next month, I remember sharing on my Instagram, just like, hey, this is what I'm learning. I cannot believe that these things are helping me with my hormones. If you're interested, let me know. I enrolled 11 people, made like $1,100. I was like, wow, this is like really awesome. And for 2 years, I just sort of casually shared. I literally would not have said that I was doing the business. I hit executive and I still wouldn't say that I was doing the business, but there were people underneath me who were. And actually the second person who ever signed up with me, she's still my number one leg right now. And when she hit silver, I was like, what is this? What does this mean? I just sort of spread myself really thin. I was doing an infertility ministry and retreat. I had a space in our downtown where I did events, and it was sort of a co-working space. I did Noonday and I had a blog. So I had a lot of things going, and I think I just realized I sort of got to hone it in if I really want to not just be sort of good at all these things, but really focused. So it was actually when I was pregnant with my third and I was dealing with some pregnancy insomnia. And after, you know, so many nights of that, you're like, what am I going to do in the middle of the night? Instead of watching TV, I was like, I'm just going to binge all these videos in our business groups. And so they were doing, Courtney and Kristen Kreitz and Casey were doing a series about basically stories of women just like me who had been successful in this company. And I was like, wow, if they have all these kids and they do all these things, if they can do it, then I can do it. And so I actually just caught the vision. And the rest is history.
Interesting that what caught your vision were stories about people and the income opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a question I'd love for you to shed some light on. When you were on top of a direct selling company and you gave that up to build in a direct selling company, but did Noonday, I don't know much about Noonday,
yeah,
did it have much of a network marketing opportunity? Can you get paid on 10 generations of people?
No.
Is there residual income there?
No. Yeah. And I honestly started doing it to raise money for adoption. I love the story. I love the mission of it. And I still do. I will forever be an advocate for it. I mean, I wear their stuff all the time. But they had just started doing coaching and two levels. So I had a team that I was coaching when I left, which that was the hardest part, to leave the team, because they didn't have an upline above me, because I was the fourth person that, you know, was in the company in general. So I still am in touch with those girls and encourage them and cheer them on. I mean, that's the thing. I love cheering on women. And I, of course, wish that they would do Young Living with me. But whatever it is that is their passion to do, it's awesome. So I learned so much in that company. The founder is a good friend and really mentored me and taught me so much about grit and mindset and doing the work. And so I wouldn't be where I am now without that experience.
Well, cool. Tell us something about grit and mindset.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when I really decided to really work the business, I got excited, and I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. I'm a blue. If it's not fun, I don't really want to do it. And so I got excited and I got other people on my team excited and we started running together, but I think I still was scared. I think there was still a lot that was holding me back. And I don't know if it was because I had friends that were diamonds and what I perceived that they did or what I perceived that their responsibilities were was scary to me. I just thought, I'm not there yet. I'm not that kind of leader yet. I'm afraid, subconsciously. And so I had a lot of work to do. And honestly, the month before I actually decided to go for Diamond, I went to Diamond Bound. So I went to an event. I know we talk about all the time, leaders are born in events, and that Jordan Trant and her team like really spoke to me. I came back from that event and started doing a leadership summit with Courtney Kreitz. And I think with those two things combined, I literally remember writing in my journal, like the night before November when I decided to go for Diamond, I am not afraid anymore. I'm ready to go. I am a diamond rising. And I think when I finally owned that and claimed it and believed in myself, then like, I didn't even think I could hit diamond that month, but my husband and Casey really spoke that belief into me. And, you know, you get your mind to something and you're like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. And then magic happens. And it's the same process for going to executive or silver or gold or senior star, right? You first declare it, and you declare it in a way where you won't be denied, and you're going to do it no matter what. And even if it doesn't work out, what do you do the next month? Declare it again.
Go for it again.
Just keep manifesting, and what it unleashes a just a magical level of creativity and resourcefulness and horsepower to get something done.
My whole family was involved, and you know, my team was involved, and it just became a thing that we were doing. And I actually started off the night before was Halloween, and I got hives that night, like all over my body, hives. And I ended up having to go to the doctor, and then my hives went away, and then I got strep throat. And then when I went to the doctor to see if I had strep throat, my hives came back. So it was just like the month started off like, I'm going to throw everything at you, try to knock you down so you can't do this job. We went on vacation. I was on vacation in another country on Black Friday, literally like on my computer that whole day while my whole family is out on the beach enjoying themselves, enrolling people as I'm walking through the airport. I mean, it was crazy, but it was just like, no, I'm going to do this. I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
So when you have enrolled people, do you enroll people or present to people just the product or the product and the opportunity, or when do you introduce the opportunity?
I don't know how I did it back then. I probably didn't talk about the opportunity as much back then. Well, I think when I started going for diamond, I probably did, but I definitely do now. I mean, every time somebody enrolls with me, I have them fill out a Google form that tells me a little bit about them, because I do enroll a good bit on Instagram with people that I don't know in real life. I would say about half and half. People I know in real life, people I don't. So in order to get to know them, I have them fill out this form, and then they, you know, tell me, I say, talk about the referral check, but then I also say, are you interested in learning how to make an income and an impact and have community? And if they say yes, then I say, okay, here's some more questions. You want to earn some side hustle money? You want to get your oils paid for, or do you want to build an empire? So just having that conversation right away, I give everybody the referral link and the first email that I send them, trying to normalize it.
And what kind of response do you generally get to the opportunity?
Most people say, I mean, some people say maybe. A lot of people say yes. They don't really know. You know, I think it takes time for most people. Or we're like me, they want to know that they love the product before they commit to really sharing it. But once people fall in love with it, it becomes an easier sell.
Okay. So you've been at this now 7 years. Yep. 7 years.
Almost six. August will be six.
Okay. Almost six. What in those 6 years, what is the biggest mistake you ever made? And let me give you a definition of what it can qualify. It could be a one-time blunder. Mm-hmm. It could be something you said. It could be something you did. Mm-hmm. It could be a bad habit. So it could be something you did over and over and over again. What's the biggest mistake you've made in 6 years that cost you integrity, peace of mind, or a boat full of money?
Yeah, that's good. The thing that comes to mind is I think when there have been months that I've been really desperate to hit a rank or to meet a goal, and I've let that cloud my relationship with the person, whether it was somebody that I was trying to sell a kit to, somebody that was a builder on my team. I just look back at those times and I just cringe. I'm like, oh no. And I, you know, we all know what that's like. You're so excited, but I never, you know, something that Casey taught me for 2 years sitting at Senior Star and Executive, not really doing anything, she always treated me like a friend first. She never guilted me into doing the business or why aren't you doing this? Like never, there was never any of that. And so I've I've tried to do that in my business, but I think there definitely have been times where I've probably scared people away a little bit by my passion. So
your passion or your desperation to hit a rank?
It's just, you know, you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah. So, what I like to tell people about that is how you can keep your high level commitment, your focus and your passion, but not use that laser focus to burn somebody in front of you.
That's good.
Just have more people in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. When we tend to burn somebody is when we're looking at somebody and we're thinking, you matter to my goals, you, right, that individual. And if you have enough people in your pipeline, no individual matters. And you can lighten up on somebody that's not ready and you can go to the next person, right?
Right.
So in that 6 years, what's the smartest thing you've done?
Well, I mean, I think it was actually deciding to really go for the business and get laser focused and sort of stop doing all these things that I was doing that were distracting me and go for it. I mean, my husband is in oil and gas. He's an entrepreneur. We've both been entrepreneurs for over 10 years. And with his business, it's very feast or famine. And so the Young Living opportunity, being able to earn an income every single month that mostly grows every month if things are going well, has been such a gift and blessing. So I'm just grateful that I actually saw it in myself, that I could do it and believed in myself and decided to go for it. And that's what I want for the people that are coming up behind me. Just, I want women to believe in themselves. I want them to be confident in who they are. Because out of that confidence comes so much, but it starts there. And I feel like I spent a lot of time trying to convince women that they're worthy and that they're capable. And it's exciting to find somebody who knows that they're worthy and capable and knows that they have what it takes and is ready to run. So I'm just trying to rise up more people like that.
So you said that you enroll, about half the people you enroll are people that you know. How do you connect with them? And then how do you introduce Young Living to them? Give me some examples of, do you approach them directly right out of the box, or do you spend some time enriching the relationship before you introduce Young Living? And when you introduce Young Living, give me an example of what you say.
Right. I would definitely say I spend time with the relationship. I'm a very relational person. I'm really good at keeping up with friends that I've had for a long time or haven't seen in a while. So that part feels really natural to me, to just be able to send somebody a text or comment on their social media, re-engage with them, getting to know new people is really easy. A lot of times it's I'm listening for needs. I was actually thinking about the last Noonday conference I was at. I remember just standing in line for lunch, talking to a mom whose son was really struggling with some stuff, focus and school. I wrote it down in my phone when I got home. I sent her a sample. I sent her a note, and then she joined. I was thinking about my neighbor across the street. We were talking one day in her backyard, and she was telling me some of her issues, and I made her a sample of CBD. And I just gave her the sample, gave her some Ningxia. And a couple weeks later, she was like, that stuff is amazing. How do I get it? So I didn't even say, like, this is how you sign up. I just gave them samples, introduced them to the product. And, you know, it doesn't always happen that way. I think sharing a lot on social media, people see what I do. I try to think of my social media like I'm inviting you into my home. And what every time somebody comes over to my house, they leave with something like a sample or a roller or a Ningxia packet or a Thieves cleaner sample. You can't come to my house and not use oils and not leave with something. So I think just putting it in front of people, showing people how I use it, how it's a part of my lifestyle. There's also that, like, some people just sign up without even talking to me because they've been watching for so long. And that's why I always tell people, like, if you're going to be sharing on social media, you have to be consistent. Because people are looking to see, like, she's still talking about those oils. Oh, she still is. 2 years later, she's still talking about them. You become the person. If they know you, they trust you already. you know, you have some relationship there. When they're ready, they know where to go.
So do you post on Instagram every day?
So I have a personal Instagram and I have an Instagram for my community. The community one is more for education. And I've actually started educating more on the business over there because I know there are a lot of current members that are there. So I speak a lot to the business there. And then I also, yeah, I follow sort of the 80-20 rule on my personal. I'll talk about my life and lifestyle and add value to people and then talk about oils 20%. I did an Insta story before we got on sharing how I use my Valor.
Beautiful. What's the biggest disappointment you've had in the last 6 years? Perhaps somebody that quit, somebody you really, really wanted to enroll that would not, or anything?
Yeah, I've gone through a really hard season in the past. Well, things are looking up, but last year was really hard. I had several of my frontline leaders walk away, and not walk away, like, stop using the product, but walk away from the business. A platinum leader of mine, really good friends that I've had in my home and traveled with, and just we're still friends. But it was that was really hard and really disappointing for me to lose them and to lose out on some awesome leaders and to figure out how to take care of all their leaders as well as all the other people that I have. And I'm still figuring that out. And we're in a major rebuilding season since so many of my awesome all-star leaders stepped away.
Yeah. Well, life gets in the way for people, and sometimes other priorities take over. Mindset-wise, how did you bounce back from that mindset-wise? What is your process for bouncing back from disappointment?
I honestly told a friend, so this is the first of the month that we're doing this, and I told a friend yesterday that something, even yesterday, just clicked in my mind, where instead of feeling like, oh, look at all of my diamond friends who are ranking up and all these people on their teams are ranking up and they're having so much success, and changing my mindset from comparing where I am to where they are to practicing gratitude and being grateful for where I am. I think it's important to have upline that are safe places for you to share your frustration, because you're not going to share it with your downline. But I'm a Christian, and so I think my faith definitely plays a part of that. But definitely practicing gratitude, having safe people to talk to. And it's just a process, you know, it's not like an overnight thing, but, I think, yeah, mindset is definitely huge. And I just had to tell myself, like, I know that to be true. So when just do it, like, change your mindset.
Yeah. One of the ways that helps me do that is we tend to get disappointed when we get that sort of, myopic, that we start to focus on, okay, something happened, somebody quit, and we start really thinking about the now, and we get depressed with the now. And if we'll step back and look, okay, I'm in Young Living for the next 50 years. And in the next 50 years, is what happened this month or today or this week, or is it really going to matter? It really won't. And so, if you like step back and look at the big picture and look at the long view, you can sometimes gain some inspiration and motivation to rise above it.
Right. And I think looking back too and seeing, you know, looking at my numbers from January till now, our team grew almost $100,000 in 2 months, and thinking, okay, I might not be where I want, but we made major growth and major progress. I have a friend who's going for Diamond this month, and she asked me earlier today, actually, what was your OGV the month before you hit Diamond? So I was just sort of looking at my numbers, and I forgot that my fifth leg went from 4,000 to 15,000 from October to November, the month I hit Diamond. I'm like, wow, we did over 10K in that leg in 1 month. Like, if we did it once, like, we can do it again.
Yeah. And what creates that is you were talking about, you know, getting that vision and that resolve and declaration and focus and commitment. And that's you, right? You're like, that's how I'm going to go to Diamond. But what it really takes is maybe a half a dozen people on your team who also have that same kind of declaration and resolve and vision, and they're going for silver or gold or platinum or executive. And when you get a group of people that all have their own individual goals, hey, that all adds up for you.
Yeah.
Thing. So, Wynn, as we wrap this up, most of the people that listen to Road to Diamond are struggling. And that's not negative. That's not, it, you know, it just is, right? If you look, 95% of the people that are building a business, they're not skyrocketing to success. They're trying to figure it out. They're figuring it out. Who do I talk to? How do I talk to them? How do I get past people that are saying no? How do I get past people that quit? How do I get past this isn't working, right? They're in that place. And, you know, the people that rise up and rank advance are the people that figure out how to get through that mental maze. That's most of the people listening to this interview. And they're going to listen to this interview when we first release it. And they're going to listen to it in, is it Bryan, Texas?
That's right.
They're going to listen to it in Bryan, Texas. They're going to listen to it in Texas. They're going to listen to it in the United States. They're going to listen to it all over North and South America. They're going to listen to it all around the world. They're going to listen to it a year from now. They're going to be listening to it 5 or 10 years from now. Same kind of people, same struggle, same process. What would you say to a one person who is struggling, who really, really wants movement, momentum, some rank advancement? Doesn't have to be diamond, right? Just get me to the next rank in the next 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. What would you say to that person to reinvent, lift them up, be the wind beneath their wings, perhaps the difference maker? Like if they looked back on their career, they could say, you know, I almost gave up until I heard Win Elder speak to me, speak faith, speak vision, speak wisdom to me. What would you say to them?
Well, I think the thing that I tell my girls all the time, like, you are absolutely worthy of this. You are capable of this. I would really encourage people just to find a way to believe in themselves and who they were created to be and know that that person is beautiful and absolutely worthy. I mean, that's just what keeps coming back. I think women especially, we're so hard on ourselves. We can just get so down, but when we know that deep inside, maybe it's you need to call your friend or you need to call your mom or have somebody really speak that belief into you before you can believe in yourself. Find that belief and decide that where you're going to go and decide that you are worthy of the process that it's going to take to get you there and just put your head down and do the work.
Yeah. Beautiful. So what I would add to that, ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies, is yes, the world has oppressed you for thousands of years. But this opportunity in Young Living was built for you, designed for you to rise up, designed for you to shine. It is the perfect opportunity for women, for moms, for wives to all of a sudden step into that power you sometimes know you have, you think about, you feel it. This is built for you to shine. And if you would just look at the thousands, tens of thousands of women that have gone before you in Young Living that came from the same basic oppression, the same basic self-esteem, the same basic doubts. And they all had different circumstances and different paths, but they all figured out how to make it work. And you can too.
Exactly.
And just don't give up. Just read another book. Listen to another interview. Listen to another set of affirmations. Call somebody that's on fire and talk to them. And just keep that up. And until you'll just spark. You're just looking to keep sparking, keep sparking, keep sparking. And sooner or later, you'll get around some dry tinder and something's going to take off. That's the way it's happened for everyone.
Yeah. Keep growing for sure. In seasons where I'm not pursuing growth, I know it and it affects everything.
Yep. Win Elder, beautiful interview. Great story. I'm so excited. You're pregnant with number 4 right now, right? Yeah. And you're on your way to crown diamond. You interviewing you 4 years from now, I think will be something to put on my to-do list, because your story's just beginning.
Sure is.
You have the last word.
Well, we didn't even talk about this part of my story, and I'm sort of glad, because I think our past in some ways can define us in a way that stops us from moving forward and writing a new story. I literally started 1 year as an executive and ended the same year as a diamond. And that year was insane. I learned a lot from that year. I've learned how to do this job, do this business in a way that's healthy for me and my family and doesn't completely take me out and burn me out. And so I just always want to speak. It's super possible for you guys to do this, to work hard, to have grit, to have determination without ignoring your actual life and the people that are in it. So
yeah, it is. In fact, if people would just actually do what they need to do for 30 to 60 minutes a day, 5-6 days a week, you would outwork almost everybody on their way to Diamond and Young Living, and magic will happen. Thank you so much, Wynn.
Thank you.
Look forward to your journey to Crown Diamond and Royal Crown Diamond. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Road to Diamond interviews. My mission is to interview every diamond and above worldwide in Young Living. I've got about 40 done. I got about 400 to go, and I'll never catch up. So this is a place for you to come and learn to believe. Thank you for joining us. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrurank.com. We'll see you there.